If you love history and have a sense of humor, there are a couple of walking tours you'll want to take. They cover things like Portland's Haunted Hotel, the world's smallest park, and the case of the anorexic elk. Veronica checked out the tour.
Former KGW AM newsman Dave Paul and history buff Jim Fisher loved to talk about how the city got its start, the steamboats that crowded the Willamette River, and some of its key players. They do two tours, the Sin City Walking Tour and Shanghai in Portland.
Both tours, we dress in the 1890s, kind of a working class style. There were a lot of professional gamblers in Portland back in the day. So Dave does a professional gambler's look.
Card shark.
And I'm kind of more of a steamboat captain than a ship's captain for the sea. Mostly because I'm just fascinated by the history of steamboats on these rivers. And it's sad because so few people in Portland realize that Portland was a steamboat economy for about a century, starting in 1836, ending in 1940. The kids in the old days, anywhere in Portland, you could hear the steamboat whistles down in the river, and the kids, the grade school and high school kids, would know the call of every steamboat. Oh, that's the Oneata. Oh, that's the telephone. And they would know the calls, the whistle sound, of every steamboat on the river. And there were some that were huge and some that were tiny. And you could take a steamboat up the Willamette, out the Tualatin River, all the way to Killsboro.
And as for those of you who think the tour of the City of Roses is all covered in roses, it's not. They take a deep look at Portland's dark side, from the past to the present. They focus a lot on the 1890s, when Portland was named the most dangerous seaport in the world by governments of Britain, France, and Germany. And they also look at modern-day crime.
We point out the Tonya Harding Memorial Federal Courthouse, and then we go down and do the Chapman and Lounsdale Squares, which are the original two little city parks. That is a war zone down there. That really is that whole area. Then we go down to Salmon Creek Springs. We call it the Salmon Creek Public Bathing and Wash Station. There's a lot of homeless go down there for their monthly shower. And then we come up and we look for Mill Ends Park. Smallest park in the world.
It's in the Guinness Book of World Records.
Smallest park
in the world. Smallest park.
The walking tours take between an hour and a half and 2 hours, and they can be a lot of fun, even for people who've lived here all their lives.
One of our first tours involved two local couples, and they live locally. They've been to Portland many times, but this was a brand new lens to see Portland through.
And they had a ball. We really had a lot of fun.
Yes. And they would ask questions, you know, like, why was this that way? What about the Shanghai tunnels?
You never know where the question's going to come from. I've been doing tours off and on since about the year 2000. And every so often, somebody will come up with a perfectly reasonable question that is a complete stumper. You just get a blank look on your face and you're going,
huh?
I don't know.
Jim, come on, you're the historian.
I'd ask Wheeler, but the only quotes he ever makes is, I'm against violence. Like the rest of us are for it.
Those guys are a kick, and you can learn more about these tours at sincityportland.us, and we're going to throw it on our website at kxl.com.